Inflation slowed a bit in April, but still pretty high. For Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler, and for David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve's preferred gauge of inflation eased in April for the first time this year. That's the PCE price index, personal consumption expenditures. It rose 6.3% compared to last year. It's still about three times where the Fed wants it, but it's down from a 40-year high the month before. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial. Chris, this is good news, right? Things are moving in the right direction?
Yeah, it's better than it was a month ago, but it comes with a big asterisk because gas prices fell in April. And of course, today they're at a record high. So we know inflation's going to pop again in May. But that said, you know, seeing the year-on-year numbers come down a little bit is good news.
One of the things that stuck out to me, too, savings rate, right? 4.4%. Last time it was that low was during the Great Recession. Folks are having to dip in, I guess, to their savings to pay for stuff.
We haven't had growth in real disposable income, that is, after tax income, since October last year. And yet, we've had real consumption growth every month this year. And, right. You know, it is essentially people defying gravity. They're spending more than they're making. They're doing it by dipping into savings.
Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Chris, thanks again.
Thank you, Andy.
Chris was talking about gas prices being up again. Well, Memorial Day weekend traditionally kicks off summer driving season. The national average for a gallon of gasoline is $4.59, according to AAA. But that's not expected to lessen the number of drivers. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
AAA is forecasting 8% more travelers this holiday weekend compared to last, although that's still less than before the pandemic. All those drivers will be absorbing high gas prices thanks to global disruptions and tight refining capacity here in the U.S. But the Energy Information Administration expects Americans to be undeterred throughout the summer thanks to rising employment and fading pandemic restrictions. The agency says Americans will likely consume 75,000 more barrels a day of gasoline this summer compared to the summer of 2021. Meanwhile, the White House is reportedly looking into whether some shuttered refineries can restart to help raise gasoline supplies. And governments around the world have pledged to release 240 million barrels of crude oil from strategic reserves to hopefully tame gas prices. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The National Association of Realtors reported pending home sales fell by nearly 4% in April, the sixth month in a row that that's been a decline. One reason, the median monthly mortgage payment for a homebuyer in April soared to nearly $1,900. That's a 43% increase from a year ago, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
Fewer buyers can afford what's on the market now, says Lawrence Yoon at the National Association of Realtors.
With the mortgage rate much higher compared to 1 year ago, even the home buyers who really want to get into the market, they're simply priced out.
Yoon predicts that with less competition among buyers, home prices will start to moderate and there'll be fewer bidding wars. One buyer who's managed to navigate this fast-changing market is Jordan McCullough. He and his partner just closed on a four-bedroom house in Greensboro, North Carolina, for $415,000. They bid $6,000 over asking price. McCullough says they thought they'd have to offer a lot more.
We feel really lucky. We love the area, and things are still manageable such that you can still get your foot in the door on a property.
They also got lucky on the mortgage, locking in a rate of 4.375% back in April. A month later, it would have been over 5%. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
In 2014, the water crisis in Flint, Michigan drew national attention to the hazards of lead contamination. Since then, federal and local governments have taken steps to address the issue. The Biden administration has made replacing lead pipes a focal point of infrastructure spending, but Nick Wilson reports that the clock is ticking to replace these pipes in communities across the country.
Most of us take clean tap water for granted, but in millions of homes, that tap water could actually be contaminated with lead.
The main issue with lead is that it's a powerful neurotoxin, and it really impacts especially young children.
That's Charlotte Jameson, chief policy officer for the nonprofit Michigan Environmental Council. She says even trace amounts of lead can cause permanent damage to kids' brains and nervous systems, and a host of ailments for adults, too.
It's really scary. I mean, if you think about it, not being able to trust the water that's coming out of your tap really does impact your daily life.
In 2014, this became a reality for the residents of Flint, Michigan. The city switched its water source, but failed to treat the new water with chemicals that prevent corrosion. And without corrosion control, the city's network of old lead pipes leached the toxic metal into the drinking water. Gabriel Filippelli, the executive director of the Environmental Resilience Institute at Indiana University, says the Flint crisis wasn't an anomaly.
There are 1,000 communities around America that could be a Flint if things go wrong in their water supply.
According to the Natural Resources Defense Council, there are 9 to 12 million lead pipes serving over 20 million households across the country. Eric D. Olson is the senior strategic director for health at NRDC. He says replacing these pipes is long overdue.
The best thing to do is to pull those lead pipes out of the ground to substantially reduce the risk for millions of people.
The federal infrastructure law provided $15 billion to remove lead service lines. Those are the big underground pipes that connect homes to the city's water supply. States and municipalities are tackling the problem too. Newark, New Jersey already replaced all of its 23,000 lead service lines in just 3 years. But Olson says the $15 billion federal investment is only about a third of what's needed. And Gabriel Filippelli at the Environmental Resilience Institute says property owners could end up footing the rest of the bill.
Replacing this infrastructure will cost ratepayers eventually. So there is an economic impact on you, the consumer of the water, in terms of a higher bill.
And this could be especially tough for low-income communities of color. They're more likely to live in old buildings that contain lead plumbing and paint, and in urban areas that rely on lead service lines. I'm Nick Wilson for Marketplace.
U.S. Census Bureau numbers released yesterday show that big cities lost a lot of residents last year, more than small and medium-sized ones. In fact, only two cities that already had more than 1 million people grew, Phoenix and San Antonio. Up the street in Austin, I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.